Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Today, we mark a significant milestone in India's federal history, the 66th anniversary of a legislation that reshaped the country's map, giving birth to two new states, Maharashtra and Gujarat, and leaving an enduring impact on the nation's federal architecture. What makes this significant is that the Bombay Reorganization Act, 1960, represents the culmination of India's linguistic reorganization effort, which began with the States Reorganization Act, 1956. This process remains the most concrete example of how language has shaped Indian federal boundaries. But why does this matter? It matters because it reflects the dynamic nature of federalism in India, where state boundaries can be redrawn through ordinary legislation, as we will see. First, let us look at the constitutional basis for this reorganization. The reorganization of states in India is enabled by Article 3 of the Constitution. The procedure under Article 3 is quite specific. A bill must be introduced only on the recommendation of the President. Before recommending, the President must refer the bill to the state legislature concerned for its views within a specified period. The state legislature's views are not binding on Parliament, and the bill is passed by a simple majority in both houses, not requiring the constitutional amendment procedure. This procedure was followed for the Bombay Reorganization Act, 1960. Now, let us turn to the path to linguistic reorganization. The 1956 Act reorganized most of India on linguistic lines but retained Bombay as a bilingual state. This was because Bombay city had significant populations of both Marathi and Gujarati speakers, with Gujarati commercial interests dominating the city's economy, while Marathi speakers were the demographic majority in the broader state. Both communities laid competing claims to Bombay city. The central government attempted to preserve this compromise, but the Sanyukt Maharashtra movement, led by Senapati Bapat, S.M. Joshi, and P.K. Atre, and the Mahagujarat movement, led by Indulal Yagnik, made the bilingual arrangement politically unsustainable. By 1960, mass mobilization forced reorganization. The 1960 Act resolved the question by creating Maharashtra, with Marathi as the official language, and Gujarat, with Gujarati as the official language. It also allocated Bombay city to Maharashtra, a major political victory for Marathi speakers. But what led to this decision? The foundation for this reorganization was laid by the State's Reorganization Commission, chaired by Justice Faisal Ali, former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. The commission's members included H.N. Kunjaru, an educationist, and K.M. Panikkar, a historian and diplomat. The commission submitted its report on 30 September 1955. The commission's core principle was that states should generally follow linguistic boundaries, but with consideration for geographic contiguity, administrative convenience, financial viability, and national unity, avoiding linguistic chauvinism. This principle has guided subsequent linguistic reorganizations in India. And here is something that surprises many students: the 1960 Act was not the final linguistic reorganization. Subsequent state creations include the Punjab Reorganization Act, 1966, which created Haryana and Himachal Pradesh from Punjab, the Northeastern Areas Reorganization Act, 1971, which created Meghalaya, Manipur, and Tripura, the Madhya Pradesh Reorganization Act, 2000, which created Chhattisgarh, the Bihar Reorganization Act, 2000, which created Jharkhand, the Uttar Pradesh Reorganization Act, 2000, which created Uttarakhand, the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Act, 2014, which created Telangana, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Act, 2019, which created J&K and Ladakh Union Territories. Now, let us look at the constitutional significance of the Bombay Reorganization Act, 1960. This act illustrates several enduring principles of Indian federalism. First, federalism is dynamic, not static. Parliament can redraw state boundaries through ordinary legislation. Second, language remains a powerful organizing principle, even 75 years after independence. Third, state legislative consent is consultative, not binding. Under Article 3, Parliament has the final word. Fourth, mass movements can compel reorganization, as seen in the case of the Sanyukt Maharashtra and Mahagujarat movements. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For your mains exam, remember the keywords Article 3, Bombay Reorganization Act, 1960, States Reorganization Act, 1956, Faisal Ali Commission, Dhar Commission, Sanyukt Maharashtra Movement, Mahagujarat Movement, Linguistic Reorganization, Federal Structure, and Potti Sriramulu. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Bombay Reorganization Act, 1960, was a significant milestone in India's federal history, creating Maharashtra and Gujarat as separate states. The States Reorganization Commission, chaired by Justice Faisal Ali, laid the foundation for this reorganization. The Commission's report was submitted on 30 September 1955. The Act was passed through a simple majority in both Houses of Parliament, following the procedure under Article 3 of the Constitution. With this understanding of the Bombay Reorganization Act, 1960, and its significance in Indian federal history, we can appreciate the dynamic nature of federalism in India, where language and mass movements have played a crucial role in shaping state boundaries. This has a lasting impact on the nation's federal architecture, reflecting the principles of linguistic reorganization, geographic contiguity, and national unity.